Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. On this side of May, LATV marks a decade of existence as a leading channel of original programming for Latinos. Learn what's in store for year 11 and beyond when Chief Operating Officer Luca Merolio joins me next. Also ahead, NBC and Fox reveal their fall lineups, Bravo's first limited scripted series, and What's Up with Jay Bryant's Death Comedy Jam and a CW comeback. Hey everyone, I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. A very happy after Mother's Day to you and all, starting with my mom, 66 degrees here in the New York metro area, and we welcome you to the program All About Television. A lot to get to, including a wonderful guest live from L.A., and we invite you, as always, to be part of the program. It's so simple. All you have to do is pick up the phone, dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio. We have a chat room as well that's alive and ready for you. It's Simon Apple 04 by name. You can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, and we'd love to hear from you. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you just like that. We will have Luca Merolio from LATV live with us from L.A. after these news notes. It's a very big week here in the New York area because this is the week that the five major broadcast networks announced what they've got coming your way this fall. NBC and Fox are doing it today. Then comes ABC tomorrow, CBS Wednesday, and the CW wraps things up on Thursday. Well, earlier this morning, NBC announced its fall lineup to a packed crowd at Radio City Music Hall, and we've got the details. Here's the way things will look for you this fall. On Monday, it's 2 hours of The Voice leading things off, followed at 10 p.m. by the brand-new military drama, The Brave. On Tuesday night, a comedy hour begins the night with Superstore, back for season 3, and one of last year's rookies, The Good Place. Then there's an hour of The Voice, followed by Dick Wolf's Chicago Fire at 10. On Wednesday, it's all drama again. The Blacklist moves from Thursday to Wednesday night, followed by Law & Order SVU at 9, Chicago PD at 10. Law & Order SVU, by the way, going into its 19th season. If it lasts two more, it will tie the record set by Gunsmoke and Law & Order for a weekly dramatic series. If it goes three more years, it breaks the record. Then on Thursday, NBC is calling this, again, for the first time in several years, must-see television. The big revival of Will & Grace with all the original cast members involved. And then, great news, the recently released show involving executive producer and co-creator Tina Fey. That will be from 8 to 9 p.m. And then, in one of the most controversial moves probably by any broadcast network this season, This Is Us, the popular series that began a year ago, last fall, and it was on Tuesday night at 10. We'll be moving into Thursday night at 9. And to wrap things up that night, Law & Order's True Crime anthology series begins with the Melendez brothers. On Friday night, it'll be 2 hours of drama, Blind Spot, followed by Taken, another rookie from this past midseason, and the night wraps up with Dateline NBC. Reruns will be the feature on Saturday, especially SNL, Saturday Night Live, holding the news at 10 p.m. And finally on Sunday, a new season of the National Football League with Sunday Night Football. Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth on the play-by-play and commentary, respectively. And then after the NFL season, it will be more of Steve Harvey's Little Big Shots, followed by a new series with Ellen DeGeneres. It's Ellen's Game of Games Hour, and then the third season of Shades of Blue with Jennifer Lopez. And by the way, for those of you who've been wondering about Timeless, which originally was going to be canceled after one season, then it was revived 48 hours later, you'll have to wait probably until, at the very least, mid-season, maybe as late as next summer, to see the second season episode. We will have the Fox lineup after the bottom of the hour. Fox will be releasing that lineup publicly to its own big crowd here in New York at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. A couple quickies before we bring on today's special guest. Bravo will try a limited scripted series for the first time. All That Glitters is the series, 6 hours in length, dealing with the rivalry between fashion icons Anna Wintour and Tina Brown. Expect this for 2018. Breaking news, CBS has canceled its own reboot of The Odd Couple, co-starring Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon after three seasons. And on a sad note, Brad Grey, the former Paramount Pictures leader who played a major development role in the classic HBO series The Sopranos and The Larry Sanders Show, has passed away. Cancer was the cause of Gray's death yesterday in his Los Angeles area home. He was 59. We will have more news notes, including that Fox 4 lineup, after the bottom of the hour. Until a few years ago, when people were talking about Spanish-language television or TV and Latinos, there were some very familiar names to talk about. Univision, Galavision, Telemundo, Universo, formerly NBC Universo, and others, to name a few. But in recent years, we have seen a bunch of Spanish-language or bilingual networks really make headway, like Azteca America and Estrella TV, and in particular, for today's program, LA TV, a network that started 10 years ago nationally after a regional run on Southern California cable systems and local channels as a MTV-like service featuring live performances and so much more. It's come a long way since then, and this month, LA TV marks 10 years on the air as a multicast channel available both around the country, depending on where you are, on both cable and broadcast stations. Joining us live from Los Angeles, back with us again, the Chief Operating Officer of LA TV, Luca Benevoglio. Bienvenidos, Luca. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Simon, for having me on your great blog that is that we all follow so much and so many years following you anyway, so... You've been around also more than 10, huh? Right now, how many?
Yep, we're in the middle of 10 years, by the way, and we're delighted we mark our anniversary in August, so we're looking forward to that. By the way, I want to welcome guests 779 and 778 into our chat room. If you have a question or comment, get in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. Luca, what do you think is the most important accomplishment that your channel has made over this last decade?
Well, I think, you know, just to be able to still be on after 10 years. I mean, with so many challenges that we faced one after another. I mean, if you think about it, we launched in 2007, basically May 2007, so we're in 10 years. We were one of the first that used the digital platform, digital channels, as a way of distribution that was very successful, and it was, you know, we were one of the pioneers in that area. And then, you know, we had the financial crisis in 2008. We just put a hamper on our operations. You know, advertising dollars were not coming like before. So that was the big challenge. And then, as you know, I mean, after that, we managed to keep on going, keep on broadcasting, and keep on doing what we know how to do. And now we are facing this new challenge, which is the digital channel, the digital challenge, as I call, which is the splinter of broadcast television onto the YouTubes and the Hulus and the Amazons and the et cetera. So I think what keeps us together is a couple of things. One is an incredible team of creators and salespeople that really believe in the product, that are committed, and that work very hard to keep this what I call, you know, this consistency, continuity in what we do. And so that's the first thing, to keep on putting out original content that speaks to the Latino and also to anybody, really, to any young millennial that lives in the United States. We speak to them because we speak in English, we speak in Spanish, but we speak at what they want to hear. So we're truly committed to our audience, and also we have kept our production very slim, very cost-efficient by using our facilities in Los Angeles, which, as you know, we have a state-of-the-art facilities. We have three sound stages. We have recording studios. We can do music. We can do shows, and that is also helping a lot. So we don't have to rely too much on outside productions or providers. We can produce our own content.
And that content, when people see it, by the way, and by the way, I want to welcome Andres Alencia into our chat room. Also, guest 803, if you have a question or comment, get in the room or give us a call. And we really do appreciate you jumping aboard. But in watching the programming, and it was celebrated here in New York last Wednesday, it really has become very versatile. And also, it's not just Latino network. It's a multicultural network. You feature Asians, you feature African Americans, people from all different backgrounds on your channel, and it's a network that has really come alive in terms of the kind of programming that you find throughout the day.
Well, yes. I mean, I think we were talking about this like 2-3 years ago. I was saying, look at the Fast and the Furious. I mean, it has been one of the most valuable franchises in movies in the last 10 years. And it's about a group of people that live in L.A., but they're from all different walks of life. I mean, you have the guy from Hawaii, the Pacific Islander, you have the Latino, you have the African-American. You have truly a reflection of what is today's big city's demographic. I mean, you know, I was in New York last week for the Upfront, and it's the same thing. So I see my kids going out with their friends from their African-American, Asian-American. I mean, we live in a very diverse country. We don't live in a only Latino or only African-American. So I think that when you include everybody, I mean, obviously the product comes out, it's a Latino group of content creators, but not all of them have to be Latinos. But so let's say that it has a Latino flavor to begin with. But then it's inclusive. We include everybody. We invite, you know, people. On Get It Girl, we have a girl that is half Asian and half American. We have a Brazilian American. So we include everybody. And I think that makes it real. That makes it palatable to the young audience, and it reflects the tastes of the young audience of today. While I think, you know, and I want to be candid about this, but I don't think that the Univision model is appealing to the young Latino that lives today in the United States. I mean, I have kids that are 28 and 30, and they're not, you know, they're not watching programming that comes from Latin America, whether it's Mexico or Brazil or Colombia. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't appeal to them. It's like another planet. It's not interesting to them. So we're doing that more and more. And I think also to be able to navigate, to be able to use English as one of your main languages when you we can go Spanish, no problem. We can go bilingual. But really, if you keep it open in English, then you have more talent, more guests, and more people that you can use in your productions.
LNTV, a very unique network, multicultural, millennial, all sorts of audiences aimed at what's going on in this country and beyond. Now in its 10th year on the air, multicast channel, many markets on both broadcast and on cable. And we've got the Chief Operating Officer, Luca Vanimoglio, with us live from Los Angeles this half hour. On Tomorrow will be televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. You are aboard this after Mother's Day 2017 here on Blog Talk Radio. If you have a question or comment, get it in at 646-652-2906. Well, you have our chat room, Simon Apple 04. May we welcome Bruno Seros Lilla, as well as Andres Palencia, get 775, get 779, and 803 into our chat room. So be part of the action. We do appreciate it. Coming Friday on our program, we have a very special lead guest from Amazon's new hit dramedy, I Love Dick, co-created by Jill Soloway, co-creator and executive producer Sarah Govins. That's Sarah Govins live with us, our lead guest, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New York City, exclusively. On Tomorrow will be televised. Luca, what are some of the signature shows that are currently running on LATV?
Well, right now we're running shows. One of our main shows that we premiered last year, and actually we launched it with the Upfront last year, it's called The Zoo. The Zoo is a very informal, very fun, very edgy talk show that it runs daily, and is hosted by Humberto Guida and Vivian Ligarde, Dennis Pastorizo, and Bruno Ulloa, Ceros Ulloa. They're four young guys with a lot of energy, a lot of creativity, and they, you know, it's a show that is doing very well, and everything – everything is allowed in the show. You know, they talk about politics, entertainment, what's trending, and they have a lot of fun. You know, we have music guests. Anybody is welcome to the Zoo. So the Zoo is one of our premier shows. Then we have another show called Fun Nation, which is also from the young perspective, everything about sports, but not only traditional sports like football, baseball, basketball, you name it. They also go out and find out what are the new, you know, extreme movements. I don't know, the martial arts, the surfing, the skating. They go out and do segments in the streets, and they include these young people that are doing all this fun stuff. Also, we have The Edge, which is also a very unique show because I don't think anybody's really tackling the electronic music scene, EDM, you know. What's going on in Coachella? What's going on in all these music festivals around the country? So we have a team of two hosts looking for what's, you know, the behind the scenes of the electronic music. And by the way, these three shows, The Zoo, The Edge, and Fun Nation, have been very... since day one, they've been sponsored. They've been, you know, the Honda has been one of the sponsors, Hershey's. We've had some, like, big names attached to these shows. We also have, obviously, from actually, these shows have been around for 10 years. En Concierto, which is how, like, you presented the LA TV as one of the of music performances. So we still do that. And we still try to look for the up-and-coming bands in Los Angeles and across the nation. Rocamole, which is also a music artist presenting the music that they like, talking about their music. And we have also a collaboration with Entravision called Super 20, which is, you know, a basically the best music videos of the month. And so these are the shows that are still... They are on our current programming, and they're doing very well. And as you know, I don't know if you want me to stop, but we have some shows coming up that we presented in the Afron.
Yeah, I want to get to that in a second. First of all, I want to mention that Bruno in our chat room had a nice little celebratory message for you. He says, "Go, Luca, love you on LATV." So thank you, Bruno, for putting that comment in the chat room. So what is coming up for year 11? This is, of course, the start of second decade. And what new shows do you have coming up in the next year or so?
Well, I think I'm going to go for the programming first. And then so in the programming, we have first some really important partnerships that we presented in the Afron. One is with MeToo. As you know, it's one of the digital powerhouses for Latinos. What we're going to do is we're going to present the best of MeToo's, the most popular videos with the most popular influencers. We're going to have a recap of these videos on TV. So we'll benefit from their great exposure and of course of their great content. The other one that we're working on is People in Español. That was just, you know, we sort of finished working with them the day of the Afron. We're going to come up with a concept that really reflects the brand of People in Español, which is, you know, celebrities, beautiful people, entertainers, musicians, actors, filmmakers from the People in Español perspective on TV. That's going to need a little bit of development, but I think it's going to come out like a very good and perfect show for LATV. And then we also made another collaboration with Entravision Radio, which is with Armida y La Flaca. They're two very fun and edgy girls from LA who have one of the most popular radio shows in the country called Armida y La Flaca. They'll bring their brand to TV in the format of a weekly magazine show. And those are our three main partnerships. In terms of developing new shows, we have Chronic Tacos, which is the day in and out of women from the famous Jackass from MTV, who has this franchise of tacos in Southern California and all the craziness that goes around this franchise. Get It Girl, which is actually already on the air, but we present it as a new show because we didn't have it last year, which is three millennial girls talking about everything that is that empowers women, and the host, two of the hosts were Diaphron. I guess you met them, Vivi Tomasi and Anna Marte. And then we'll have also one show called One Take, which is everything about movies, about premieres, the new movies. And then we're really strongly developing our digital platform.
One thing I noticed coming to your event last week is that, do you have an animated series? Because that's an area of Spanish language television or Latino television that really has not been developed. It's been like things coming close. But in terms of original animation made for the medium, it looked like you have a series, which would be a first.
A series, like Chronic Tacos could be one of these reality series. Yes. Yes, we're moving. I mean, we want to be as diverse as possible, but obviously we want to also keep in mind our production budget and work with advertisers to create unique. I think that, you know, one of the important things that we also presented there is that we have a very good relationship with our clients, and we've done a great job at product integration and brand and entertainment. I mean, we've worked with everybody, with Walmart, with Ford, with Heineken, with all the big brands, and I don't know if you saw, but at the end we presented our brand and entertainment reel, and we really go out of our way to include these brands into our shows, into our brand, into our look and feel, and they love it because we're very flexible. We work with them very well, and we work with all our talent who's young and makes these brands look alive. So that, I think, has been another important part of our business. When you asked me at the beginning, what do you think, you know, we've been around for 10 years, I think that has, that definitely, besides, you know, saying that Andres Rincon and the New York sales team has been excellent at doing their job, but I think that's another unique aspect of our entity, of our enterprise, because, you know, the bigger networks, and I work with Telemundo, I work with Univision, I work with Warner Brothers, it's not that easy to create brand and entertainment when you are in a corporate world that is very, could be bureaucratic and cumbersome.
And I noticed, by the way, Luca, that you are starting to get advertisers. This is happening, by the way, with the other major Spanish language networks too, that we're starting to see advertisers who have never done Spanish or Latino work, like Apple, like Amazon, in your case, eHarmony. Some of the websites now are starting to do work. Some of the technology companies are starting to do it. There's some products that are being sold at Walmart or CVS that are aimed at Latinos that are now finally getting a shot in terms of being marketed or advertised. So it seems that what you're doing is coming along at a really great time.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we have implemented in the last 2 years our OTT platform. Now you can download an app and you can see, you know, you can watch us on an iPhone or an iPad or on Roku, Amazon Fire. So that is also something that we're developing, we're strategizing how to make it better. Obviously, content is going to be important, and the more content that we produce, the better it's going to be. We're developing a whole new lab of content creators here in our studios to make sure that content is always fresh and original. And so little by little, we're also, at the same time that we keep on doing the broadcast, we're looking at the future, which is how do we position ourselves to be a strong competitor in the digital platforms. And I think we're getting there. And also remember that we have a very important alliance with the Entravision Group, that they have, you know, they also own Pulpo. And Pulpo is the largest ad network for Latinos in the United States. So we are working with them to find ways to capitalize these platforms and to monetize what we're doing in our network and with our content.
And it's a very big deal about being on Roku and Apple TV, because we are now learning, and the number of agencies and the Interactive Ad Bureau has now confirmed it. We're now at a point where 60% of all U.S. households have either a smart television set or a device like Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, etc., and they are using those devices and those sets more and more and more, and that's why they're watching things like LA TV and Netflix and so on and so forth. Luca Benvolio is the chief operating officer of LA TV, absolutely, and he's with us live this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York here on Blog Talk Radio. Very happy Monday afternoon to you and all. You have a question or comment for Luca, whose network is marking its 10th anniversary this month. Give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04, my name gets 735 and 779 already in the room. I want to give a shout out to the folks at TechCrunch Disrupt, whose annual event here in New York is taking place in the South Street Seaport, day one of three. We hope to have one of the TechCrunch Disrupt correspondents with us Friday, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. So we're working on that right now, and we'll keep you posted throughout the week on Facebook and Twitter to see, in fact, that does happen. Luca, one of the things we are now starting to see with all Spanish-language television is a move toward doing more scripted TV, done in the United States with U.S. talent on both sides of the camera and dealing with some of the issues that Latinos and multicultural people of color are all dealing with. At some point, and we know also, by the way, that there's a lot more interest in producing this programming because we're seeing it at New York Television Festival, other TV festivals, film festivals around the country like Tribeca are now showing TV pilots. Do you see LA TV in this next decade, sooner than later, getting into scripted in some way?
Well, you know, it's always one of those great dreams that we all have when you've been in television for so many years, is that it would be great to produce a scripted series, whether it's comedy or drama. I think it's going to take some time to develop the team and our creative content. It also may take some co-production deals. You know, I mean, I'm thinking that the Netflixes and the Amazons of the world may be a good place to create some synergies, because in the end, you need, you know, the more the merrier. And I think that that could happen. Right now, we're not really looking at scripted series yet, but I would love to take a look at. I mean, if it takes some time. Look, Telemundo took a long time to really develop their original scripted drama. And as you know, they're more expensive. You need the actors and the scripts and all of that and the writers. So, but I see in a not too far away future, we may want to tackle that area too.
And now we know, thanks to Netflix, that they are willing to do it because they're doing it now with Univision with El Chapo, the Sunday night series that has done very, very well.
Exactly.
We have the people behind that series on our show. The writer, who is Lutina, was based in Miami. The producer is based in Bogota, Colombia. They're now working on season two right now. And so far, so good. It seems that, and it shows that people are interested. And if a Netflix is interested, God, goodness knows, an Amazon, a Crackle, a Hulu certainly might express similar thoughts.
Yep. And I mean, I'm just going to say this. I mean, my only problem with El Chapo and all those is that there's a little bit of an abuse of the narco stories. And I think we should also try to present the Latinos in other faces. I mean, the lawyers, the doctors. I mean, we can do something that is a little more constructive and inspirational. I know that narcos always work well, even within the American market. I mean, you have, you know, the Breaking Bads and I mean, it's always been a genre that works, you know, from The Godfather on, the Goodfellas. But I think there's a little bit of an abuse from the Latino world of exploiting narco stories. You know, the Queen of the South and El Chapo, El Capo. It's always the same thing, and it doesn't really talk well about the Latinos. I mean, it gives still this image of bandits and drug dealers. So I would stay away from that one if it was me. If it was, you know, up to LA TV, we would do something a little more aspirational, I think.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's an opening for networks like yourselves, but also for producers to come up with that material that is, as you say, more aspirational, more inspirational, that widens up the pipeline in terms of the kind of drama or comedy you can do. And, of course, we saw Pirates of Netflix again one day at a time, which does feature
exactly.
A subject that is also very aspirational.
Exactly. I agree. Hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I certainly hope so, too. It's a great opening, and I have a hunch that we're going to see it happen maybe sooner than later. That's my little 2 cents on that. MATV, now 10 years on the air, growing and going, and you can see it in your area either as a broadcast station using a digital signal or on your cable system or both. Check your listings for where it happens. Also, we should point out that MATV is also responsible for the weekly syndicated series American Latino and Latin Nation. They're now running in over 90 cities across the country in syndication. Check your listings for the broadcast station in your area. I believe here in New York it's on Fox 5, WNYW, here in New York. But again, MATV, multicast or broadcast cable or both. Check your local listings for where it happens and how. And for more details about the network online, here's where you go, www.latv.com. www.latv.com. Luca Benedicopio, muchas gracias. Thanks to you. Thanks to your whole staff. Congratulations on a decade of operation and hopefully a greater second decade in store. It's been a pleasure to have you aboard. You are welcome back anytime.
Thank you, Simon, so much, and for all your support and for your great show. I hope that you keep on doing it for many years. I hope to see you again soon in New York or here in L.A.
You got it. Anytime, Luca. All the greatest. Take care.
All right. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Luca Benedicopio, the Chief Operating Officer of LATV, joining us live from Los Angeles. When we come back, we'll have two up segments for you, including the latest on the effort to get a Netflix pilot on the air by Net filmmaker Jay Bryant. And we'll also have an up on two guests from 2 years ago that got a series on the CW off their work with the New York Television Festival. And guess what? The CW has come back with another one of their pilots as a series this fall. And we will have the details of Fox's fall lineup. It's all coming up after we pause after the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio in the universe, www.blogtalkradio.com. More than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for The Whole Issue. Join Lori Ann Smith and her guests for The Whole Issue tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, only on Blog Talk Radio. And remember that the BTR is available 24/7 at YouTube.com. Our show and other Blog Talk Radio programs available round the clock on iTunes, on Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. That's the iTunes podcast app available at Apple TV. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. Welcome back for more to Bobby Televised. I'm an Apple family live from New York. Again, a very happy Mother's Day to you and all, starting with my mother, who is now with her dad. Hubby is back in New Jersey. Happy to have them both back near the New York metro area. So, hello, Mom and Dad. Great to have you listening aboard. And all of you as well. By the way, if you have a question or comment about the fall season lineup that NBC announced earlier today or the Fox lineup that's coming up at the top of the hour, give us a ring. We'd like to hear from you, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's been anywhere in Texas, across the country, around the world here on Blog Talk Radio. Chat room is still open. It's Simon Apple 04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, and get 775 and 7079 are in the room. We'll get to Fox's fall touring plans, but first, two words from the fine folks at audible.com. One of the most unique sports stories prior to World War II is now available in audiobook form. It's called The Boys in the Boat, and it's narrated by the brilliant late actor Edward Herman. Still think he gave one of the best portrayals of Franklin Delano Roosevelt ever in that wonderful miniseries, Eleanor and Franklin in the 70s, on ABC. Well, you can hear The Boys in the Boat for free. How? Get involved with audible.com and use this URL, audibletrial.com/televised. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, every category under the sun and then some, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, you can get one free audiobook like The Boys in the Boat or something of your choice, 1 month trial of service, and great customer service because Audible.com is owned by Amazon.com. And you know their customer service is top of the line. By the way, congratulations to Amazon for 20 years since their IPO. celebrated at the NASDAQ earlier today and rang the bell and had a great time doing so. And if you're an owner of Amazon stock, we're doing quite well, I might add. So anyway, give Audible.com a call and hear why you can transform the way you hear the world. Audibletrial.com/televised. That's Audibletrial.com/televised. At the top of the hour, we brought you NBC's fall programming lineup. And now, with the top of the hour coming up, we're going to bring you Fox's lineup, which will be introduced in public after the top of this hour here in New York. And here it is. First of all, Monday night, two dramas, one new. First up, Lucifer at 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, back for its second season. And then, The Gifted. It's a new series from Marvel that was announced late last week. On Tuesday, Lethal Weapon, which was on Wednesday night, moved a day earlier to Tuesdays at 8. And then, two comedies, The Mick, second season, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine into its fifth season. On Wednesday night, I had a hunch you would know what this one is. It's a doubleheader, Empire, followed by Star. On Thursday, Gotham, which was on Monday night at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, moves to Thursdays at 8, followed by a very anticipated drama. It's the new one from Seth MacFarlane of Family Guy fame. It's called The Orville. It's his long-anticipated space opera, which has a family bent to it. Friday, Gordon Ramsay holds court at 8 with Hell's Kitchen, followed by the second season of The Exorcist. This is a show that, until this past weekend, people did not know it was on the borderline whether it would come back for season 2 or not. Turned out to get the renewal over the weekend. On Saturday, once again, it will be college football games for the Pac-10 and Big Ten on Fox, your local Fox station. And then on Sunday night, 7:30, it's either Bob's Burgers or the OT, the overtime show after NFL football. And then it's The Simpsons at 8, it's regular time once again. By the way, this is the year that The Simpsons may become the program with the most episodes of any primetime series in TV history, over 630. Brand new live-action series will follow The Simpsons. It's called Ghosted. And finally, Family Guy at 9, and the return for the third season of Will Forte's The Last Man on Earth. And that is the Fox lineup this fall that will be announced publicly here in New York at the top of the hour. And now it's time for an update where we catch up on some of the guests and topics we've had on this program. And right now we start with another up on the Two Essences, the crowdfunded Death Center comedy from filmmaker Jade Bryant, who was on our show last fall. Now, we told you before the weekend that our Kickstarter campaign had raised $6,000. Well, as of this moment, our Kickstarter campaign has raised $8,440, more than $2,000 raised since the weekend. There's less than 24 hours to go for this drive, which is aiming for $25,000. We will stay on top of this. We will have another up on this on our show Friday. And 2 years ago, we had the creators of the CW Summer Tryout Significant Mother on this very program. Now, Aaron Cardillo and Richard Keith, alumni of the New York Television Festival, whose script won an honor in 2013, are getting a second television series shot with the CW. It's Life Sentence, starring Pretty Little Liars co-star Lucy Hale as a terminal cancer patient who learned that diagnosis was a mistake. Cardillo and Keith will learn what Life Sentence will live this coming season. That's on Thursday morning when the CW makes its annual season announcement at City Center here in New York. So once again, our friends from Significant Mother are back with a new series on the CW. Again, it's called Life Sentence, and we'll find out exactly when it will play, when this fall or mid-season, and what time period Thursday morning from the CW here in New York. And we'll tell you what that, by the way, is on Friday's episode. Once again, I want to thank Luca Benevoglio, the Chief Operating Officer of LATV, for joining us this Monday afternoon here on the Monday Television. Congrats to him and all his wonderful team for 10 years on the air and hopefully an even better second decade to come. Coming up Friday on Tomorrow Televised, we will have an exclusive interview with the co-creator, executive producer, with Jill Soloway of the new Amazon hit dramedy, I Love Dick, Sarah Gubbins. And Sarah Gubbins, our lead guest, live with us. We also hope to have somebody from TechCrunch following up on TechCrunch Disrupt, which is underway for first day of 3 here in New York near the South Street Seaport, ends on Wednesday afternoon. By the way, I also want to give a shout-out for the moment to the folks behind a brand-new project which is happening tomorrow night here in New York at the main New York Media Center in Brooklyn. It's called Stareable, and it's going to be a monthly showcase for TV pilots and web pilots. We had three of the folks behind the Pod City show tomorrow night, starting at 6:30 on BK Live early this afternoon, and that thing will be posted on YouTube.com/BrickTV either tomorrow or Wednesday. We had a lot of fun with those three, and they will be aboard along with others tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Main New York Media Center in Brooklyn's Dumbo section. They hope to do this on a monthly basis, and we'll keep you posted if any of those series become television series the road. So again, congratulations to the folks at Cerebral. And if you want to see, by the way, some of those pilots for yourself, no matter where you are around the country, around the world, there's a website you can go to. It's called Cerebral, S-T-A-R-E-A-B-L-E, Cerebral.com. That's Cerebral.com. So once again, Tyler Gubbins from I Love Dick co-created the series, executive producer with Jill Soloway of Transparent fame. She's live with us. That's Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's episode, want to catch up on episodes you missed, we make it very, very easy for you. Just go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. This particular episode will be posted in about an hour from now, and it will be running then in perpetuity, archived at this very, very location. You'll also check out the podcast versions of our show anytime you like at iTunes.com and on Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. Either way, you can download the episodes to your smartphone or tablet or electronic device, take it to others, enjoy it while you're on the road, binge watch if you can, and share the love as well, okay? So once again, Apple TV, the iTunes podcast app, or iTunes for those podcasts. We really appreciate your listening in. And remember, you can catch us also regularly on Facebook and on Twitter. I post news about what's going on in the TV world there. Also, you can catch me regularly on MediaNotes.com, the website devoted to media notes and commentary run by Jack Myers. You'll find some new columns I've done over the weekend at that very website. It's MediaNotes.com. That's MediaNotes.com. And again, we love hearing from you. What do you think about today's episode? What's your reaction to what Fox and NBC have got up their sleeves this fall? Love to hear from you. So email me, SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. But SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're from. That's how you get involved in our weekly Classic Trivia Question of the Week. We're not doing the question this week because of a lot of things happening here in the New York area that I have to get out there and cover. So we'll bring back the Classic Trivia Question next week, and hopefully we'll get a winner out of that. So remember, if you'd like to take part, use that email, SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. Please include your name and where you're from. If you're first with the correct answer, we give it to you next Monday. Well, you will win, and hopefully we'll have a nice prize to go along with it. You can find me on Facebook as well. Follow me on Twitter. Here's my handle, at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. We love hearing from you no matter when you get us involved. Why? Because what you say matters. So be involved. We love hearing from you. All it takes is you opening your mouth, and we hear you. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of this very enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company. Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your week. We're back with you on Friday with Sarah Gummins of I Love Dick. 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio. Remember, as long as you're having a great week, please be safe out there. And until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.